Draga braćo i sestre,
dear brothers and sisters, dear pilgrims,
ima jedna zgoda iz života.
There is occasion from the life of Saint Francis of Assisi, an encounter with Brother Leon, when Saint Francis asked him and said to him, "Do you know, Brother Leon, what is a pure heart?" Leon responded, "What man does not have to give himself any faults. Now I understand. How come that you're so sorrowful? Because you always have faults in your life. Trust me, Brother Leon," Saint Francis continued, "do not worry so much about the purity of your soul, but rather look into God, admire God, who is holiness himself. Thank him for himself. In that way, little brother, you will have pure heart. And when you turn in that way to the Lord, do not look back to yourself. Do not ask yourself, what is the nature of your relationship with God? Do not regret because you are not perfect and acknowledge that you are sinful. Again, that is a human feeling. You need to look much higher than that. That is where God is, immense God, and His non-passing glory. Pure heart is the heart that constantly honors truth and living God. The heart that deeply participates in divine life, the heart that is capable in the midst of its misery to be together united with eternal innocence and eternal joy of God. Such heart at the same time is freed and fulfilled. It is sufficient for that heart that God is, and exactly in that he finds his peace, he finds all of his joy, and in that God himself is holiness of your heart. Holiness is not perfect to make ourselves perfect, nor the fullness that we give to ourselves. Holiness is emptiness that we discover. If we want to fulfill it by God in the amount that we open to His fullness, our own insignificance, if we accept that, becomes empty space where God can place so many things. God does not allow anyone to take his honor. He is the Lord, the only one who is holy. But he takes the poor man by hand, raises him from dirt, and places him amongst the noble ones of his people so the poor person could look into his glory. To meditate on God's glory, Brother Leon, that's what God gives, eternal God, far from what he is, to be thrilled with his eternal joy, to thank him because of his constant mercy and grace. That is the greatest demand of the love that the Spirit of the Lord constantly pours into our hearts. That is where the purity of heart is, Saint Francis says, but that purity cannot be reached by force. How can we achieve that, Brother Leon asked. You should not keep anything from yourself. We need to swipe everything, even the painful looking into our misery. We need to cleanse the table of life. We need to accept the fact that we are poor. We need to renounce everything that suppresses us, even the burdens and our own mistakes. We need to look only at the glory of God, and we need to allow that the glory of God shines on us. God is, and that is sufficient for us. That is when our heart becomes easy. That is when our heart will no longer feel ourselves. That is when our heart will be like a bird that is full of the beauty of sky, our heart in those moments will leave all restlessness and worries of the life. Its desire for perfection has turned into simple and into pure desire for God. My dear brothers and sisters, this longing for God that Saint Francis speaks about means to feel God's invitation, means to feel God's vicinity, how he calls us, how he calls each one of us. When God calls you, like his disciples, like he called his disciples, when he says, leave everything and follow me, that is stronger than anything else. And how many situations do we have today when we are not prepared to leave everything behind, but we become attached to something, and somehow it seems that we are not able to separate from God at all. That is why today's Holy Father Francis, gives a lesson and invitation to each one of us. At the beginning of his pontificate, he said, I desire church to be pure, poor, and church to be for poor, church to be for everyone, that in that church no one is excluded, but everyone is important in the eyes of God and in God's way of salvation. For each one of us, God counts on us. God has the plans of the kingdom of God. God has a message of salvation. What we see more in this gospel is, as Jesus says, there's no place for him to put his head, as if he already applies to what is going to happen. Everyone will disperse. He will remain alone. Everyone will turn his back. And yet, he went with all of his determined forces towards Jerusalem, towards Calvary, towards cross, towards passion and death of his. My dear brothers and sisters, as if Jesus says to us in this gospel, there's no one. How many today feel that they don't have anyone in their lives? How many feel abandoned, left, deprived, persecuted, enslaved? How many today we meet who are just like Jesus, who say to us, I do not have anyone. They're hungry of encounters. How many words? Oh, they're hungry of consolation in their life. They're hungry of love. Maybe there is that hunger that exists in your own home. Maybe that exists in your own family. Have you ever thought that love towards God perhaps can be revealed by giving a smile to someone? Maybe by giving a glass of water to someone? Maybe you just need to sit down and speak just for a short period of time, and everything will be okay just by that. Long ago, Blessed Mother Teresa emphasized and said, give joy of love. Give it to those who do not have anyone, and show them that God loves them. That is why you begin to give joy of love first in your own family, in your neighborhood, where there are so many people today who feel so lonely, who simply do not have anyone to look after them. Just give them your smile. Maybe that will be enough for them. Furthermore, Jesus said, I do not have a place to put a head. That does not mean not to have home. Not to have home, physical home. There are many people, alcoholics, drug addicts. Today there are more and more gamblers, people who feel not wanted, people who are the ones who were rejected by society. When we call someone stupid, when we say that he is really, really defected, that is real moment when someone is abandoned. We need to do something. We need to go. We need to hold. We need to help. We need to be kind. We need to have compassion. Only in those moments we will be able to hear the words of Jesus from the Gospel. I was homeless and you gave me home. We became friends. You loved me. You took care for me. My dear brothers and sisters, person who is excluded, person who feels not wanted, person who is not loved, person who is terrified, person who was rejected by the society, that is the poverty that is so painful, that is so great at the same time today. It is very hard. That is where Jesus needs to be recognized and see. Jesus does not have anyone who is the way towards Jerusalem only to follow one thing. There's only one person who follows him, and that's his Mother Mary. That is why we are here today, because Mother Mary wants to clothe us with the mantle of her love. She wants us as mother to protect us, and she wants to lead us to her son. Her love is immense and great. My dear beloved brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, even the other, what I read from tonight's Gospel, as some were responding to the invitation of Jesus, and yet they thought in human terms. Jesus did not promise them anything. He says, I do not have anything, and then he says, do not go back, we need to go forward. Here, I think and I see how God invites to his vineyard, to the field of the Lord. He will say at the other place, the harvest is abundant, but there are few laborers. Pray to the Lord, to the master of the harvest, to send laborers into his harvest. The time that we are in is the time of the vocations. It's the time of virgin holy masses, of holy masses, of priests who will be prepared to leave everything behind. Jesus says to us from the Holy Gospel, do not look back, but follow me. Follow on the way of Jerusalem, follow on the way of Calvary, follow the way of passion, follow the way of the cross. It is the road that's not easy, but do not be afraid. I am with you in all of the days until the end of the world. Jesus invites us today that there may be holy priests, holy religious sisters. When I think about this, then I think about how many have heard the invitation of the Lord right here in Medjugorje. How many have purified their hearts to hear that? How many have heard the message of Our Lady and responded to that? Thank you, Lord, for that. Jesus invites into his service today. Holy man is hungry for Christ. That is why we need servants of the Lord more than ever before. That is why we need to respond to the invitation of the Lord, so our people could hear that invitation. The priest is a witness. He is the instrument of God's grace, that his life may be inspired with the evangelic, radical serving. Long ago, Blessed Holy Father John Paul II said, prayer is something that makes priests, and priest is made by prayer. Today Christ needs holy priests. Only if we are holy, we will be able to be in this secularized world, to be the visible sign, and to be lived gospel. Only if the priest can be the leader, he can be the one who will lead people. Priest is invited to be the man of God's word, generous and tireless evangelizer in this world. Priest is a man who is touching God. We are living every day the experience of how God comes to us. That's why it is necessary for you, dear faithful, to be our support, that we may follow one and only one in this world, and that is Jesus, the Savior, Lord, in communion with one another, and that is what will be the Church of the Lord. That is why at the end of this meditation, together with you, I want to say the prayer of Blessed John Paul II, the prayer for spiritual vocations. Lord Jesus, Good Shepherd, who gave your life so all of us would have life, give us, the community of faithful, the presence spread throughout the whole world, the fullness of your life, and give us to become capable to witness him and to announce him to others. Lord Jesus, give fullness of your life to all of the persons who have been consecrated to you, who have been consecrated in the service of the Lord. May they be joyful in their giving, may they be tireless in their serving, may they be generous in their sacrifice, and may their example open the other hearts so they would listen and follow your invitation. Lord Jesus, please give the fullness of your life to Christian families, that they may be further in faithful and serving to the Church, that they may increase the development of new spiritual vocations. Lord Jesus, please give the fullness of your life to all of the people, especially to young men and to girls, whom you are inviting into your service. Enlighten them with their choices, sustain them in fidelity, make them brave and ready to give their lives through your example, so others would have life in fullness. Amen.